It's a new month, and that means we have a new small studio session. Our featured band for June is an NPR Tiny Desk winner, New Orleans-based Tank and the Bangas. WFYI's Kyle Long brings us this story.
Tank and the Bangas were in good spirit when they stopped by WFYI to record their small studio session. That contagious positive energy is a big part of the band's dynamic and sound, which matches an improvisational approach to jazz, soul, and hip-hop with the spoken word and sung vocals of the group's leader, Tariana Tank Ball. Tank and the Bangas have plenty of reasons to be feeling good these days. Their visit to WFYI came on the heels of a performance on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon in support of their anticipated sophomore LP, Green Balloon. Tank and the Bangas are poised on the threshold of a major breakthrough into the world of popular music, and the group attributes much of that success to public radio. Tank and the Bangas were the winners of NPR's 2017 Tiny Desk Contest. I asked Tank how public radio helped to introduce the band's music to a larger audience.
I think that it changed our lives, for sure. We were always doing this. But everyone said that we just needed the right platform so that people could see what we do. And that's what NPR did for us. We didn't know that it would be so huge for us, but it really changed the direction of our lives and in the best possible way.
Tank and the Bangas are a product of New Orleans, and they celebrated the city's heritage during their small studio session. I asked Tank what living in New Orleans has given the band's music.
Wow, what has given to you? It gave you originality, freedom, creativity, art, spirit, performance, you know, soul.
I am a jungle of a woman.
While Tank has deep roots in New Orleans, she also has a meaningful connection to Indianapolis. Tank and her family temporarily relocated to Indianapolis in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Tank graduated from Pike High School during her time in Indianapolis, and she remembers her experience in Indiana as an important formative influence on her life.
Well, people would think that, oh, you must have just started driving and never stopped. You know, like, who comes from New Orleans to Indianapolis? Actually, my family did. My Aunt Gloria came out here and my cousin Alexia, and they told us, you know, while we were going through, you know, basically escaping the storm, come up here. You know, we have housing for you and people that will treat you real kind. And we drove all the way up here with our grandparents and our family, and that's exactly what we got. That was just the most worst, best year of my life because I was able to meet so many people. You know, I mean, who wants to be separated from their home their senior year? But I needed it because without Indianapolis, I wouldn't be the artist I am.
For WFYI, I'm Kyle Long.
Hey, you gonna do that shaker thing?
Mean girls and sweet ones, dudes that like me, dudes that dodge me. The girls want to fight me, cause like Kimmy, I'm talking pretty, confident and sadity like Whitley. Yeah, down to earth like Freddy, I'm down to ride no Billy. At home, those Kool-Aid packs and Disney. Lizzie McGuire and one Saturday morning on the weekends. Never had a pair of Jordans, don't. My jump shot don't need sneakers, more calls than I can afford them. Rice Krispie treats and noodles, Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin.
You can see this small studio session from Tank and the Bangas and hear the entire interview at WFYI.org/smallstudio. Small Studio is made possible in part by Sun King Brewing.